WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. I know, another Monday. The alarm clock screaming, that feeling of did I really sleep enough? But hey, you made it. You're here, breathing, ready for a brand new week. And that right there is something to celebrate. But let's be real, life can get hectic. Deadlines pile up, social calendars overflow, and sometimes it feels like we're running on autopilot just trying to keep our heads above water. Ever felt that way? That constant pressure cooker feeling where you're just going through the motions. That's where today's episode is all about prioritizing your well-being. No, not just taking a bubble bath every now and then though, hey, if that works for you, go for it. I'm talking about building habits, routines, and a mindset that genuinely puts your health and happiness at the forefront. It's not selfish, folks, it's essential. Here are 5 quick things you can start doing right now to shift gears and put yourself first. 1. Mindful movement. You don't have to be an Olympic athlete. Just get your body moving. A quick walk around the block, some stretching at your desk, a few minutes of dancing in your living room, anything that gets you out of your chair and feeling energized. This isn't about hitting the gym every day, although, if that's your thing, power to you. It's about bringing awareness to your body and listening to what it needs. 2. Digital detox. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, emails, and social media updates. Ever feel like you're glued to your phone? Set aside specific times for checking those messages and actually disconnect for a few hours each day. Read a book, spend time in nature, have a conversation with a loved one, anything that allows your mind to unwind from the digital world. 3. Fuel your body. We all know we should be eating healthy, but sometimes it's easier said than done. Start small. Swap out sugary drinks for water or a herbal tea. Add a handful of berries to your breakfast or snack on some veggies instead of chips. Remember, your body is your temple, treat it with respect. 4. Prioritize sleep. Seriously, this one cannot be stressed enough. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, dim the lights, take a warm bath, read a book, anything that signals to your body it's time to wind down. You'll wake up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the day. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on the positive can shift your perspective and make even the toughest days feel a little brighter. Okay, let's paint a picture with this one. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly running around, feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. Sound familiar? Maybe you're Sarah, or maybe you know someone just like her. But what if Sarah made a small change? Instead of scrolling through social media during lunch break, she took a 10-minute walk outside, breathing in fresh air and enjoying the sunshine. She started cooking healthy meals with her kids, turning dinner time into a fun family activity. And before bed, she wrote down 3 things she was grateful for that day. These small changes might not seem like much, but they made a world of difference for Sarah. She felt less stressed, more energized, and happier overall. So remember, prioritizing your well-being isn't about drastic overhauls, it's about making conscious choices every day to take care of yourself, both mentally and physically. You've got this. Implement 1 or 2 things from today's episode, even just for a few days. See how it feels, how it changes your perspective. You might be surprised at the difference even small shifts can make. Ready to level up? Share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of positivity. Leave a review and let me know what resonated with you most. Until tomorrow, keep rising higher, friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.